Who wants to win 2 tickets to the All-Ireland Final? An overnight stay in the Regency Hotel? And 2 Donegal jerseys? We have the winner. I have it here in my hand. That's our prize for the competition we've been running for the last number of weeks on Highland. What about a drum roll? Where's the drummer going? I was going to ask for a drum roll and the drummer disappeared. There, go good man, Kieran. Right. The winner of the competition, 2 Donegal jerseys, a stay on the Saturday night off the All-Ireland weekend in the Regency Hotel, and the 2 tickets to the All-Ireland Final. She's from Inishowen. Her name is Louise McGonigal from Trunnock in Buncrana. Hang on a sec. I'm going to have to go over here. Are you Louise McGonigal, by any chance? You're not. You were jumping up the chair as if you were. Oh, you're her auntie. Well, we better go speak to her auntie then. So we better. I thought she was Louise. She was up in the chair. So, you know, like you go into a pub at a night and there's these mad ones jumping on top of tables and stuff. That's what she was like. Louise's auntie. What's your name, first of all?
Anya Daly.
Anya Daly. Louise will be happy with that.
She will.
Do you have a ticket?
I do.
All right, so she'll not be taking you then?
Her brother is Keelan McGonigal on the minor team.
Oh, very good. Oh, there you are.
They're tortured by everybody looking for tickets, so there's 2 more now.
Oh, so that's brilliant. Hi, great excitement down Buncrana.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Great to have so many representatives from the club involved in both the senior and minors.
Yeah. Well, you've had from any show in the likes of Ryan Bradley, involved in the last time, of course, Declan Walsh, but now there's even more from the peninsula. So, is he trying to take over these Donegal teams?
Oh, sure. We're getting our speak in there now. We sat in the dark for long enough.
Oh, very good. You're going to Dublin at the weekend anyway?
Oh, aye, surely.
Very good. You'll join us in the D2 on the Saturday night and the Regency in the Sunday morning, will you?
Maybe not the Sunday morning, but the Saturday night.
Well, come here. Enjoy the match, and I'm sure Louise will be delighted.
Over the moon. Thanks a million, Oisin.
No problem. Well done. Big round of applause again for Louise McGonigal from Trullick and Buncrana. She is our competition winner. I'll go back over to speak to Kieran before we wrap up with the panel, okay? As you know, we're raising funds for the Donegal Team Training Fund. Club Chair Connell is the body who's in charge of organising that. And as Kieran will tell us now, it costs a hell of a lot of money to run a football team in modern-day Gaelic football. Have you actually got time yet to enjoy this whole build-up, Kieran, to the All-Ireland Final?
Listen, it's brilliant, Oisin. Being involved, it's a huge honour for me to be involved. But listen, this is about the teams, both our minor and senior team. The guys are tremendous. The amount of work that they've put in is unbelievable. So, you know, let's hope we can bring both of the cups back here on Sunday evening.
Yeah. Kieran, of course, is treasurer of the Donegal County Board. And Kieran, the whole county and indeed people outside the county have been very, very generous this time around once again. And this money, of course, is going to help these teams, I suppose, prepare for All-Ireland Finals. And not just for this year, but it's sort of continuous over the course of the coming years.
Listen, at underage level in Donegal, there's a huge amount of work going on. And, you know, I look around here and I see a lot of people who've been involved at underage level. I'm looking at people like Anthony Harkin. The amount of work that goes in to underage coaching in Donegal is phenomenal. And, you know, Donegal's starting to reap the fruits of those, you know, all that hard work.
And finally, Kieran, Sunday night in the City West Hotel, as a man who put so much hard work in, along with the likes of Frankie we've got here, and Ian Campbell's helping out, and so many more people in here who do a lot for Donegal football, it would be some night to have 2 All-Ireland titles in the City West on Sunday.
It'd be the stuff of dreams, you know, for all of these lads, especially our 2 teams, our 2 management teams, and for all the hard work that they have put in. It's all about those guys. They're the guys that can go and win it for us, and I have complete confidence that both teams can take the 2 cups with them.
Well said, Kim. Any chance of a ticket?
Being realistic, I would love to have another 5,000 tickets because it would solve a lot of problems. And I absolutely take what everybody is saying about tickets, but there's 82,000 seats. I know everybody can't be there that wants a ticket. I would love to see everybody there, but you know, I take on board what was said about ticket allocations. There's 16,000 tickets in Donegal. That's what we got. you know, 85% of those tickets went out through our clubs. The rest of it we is to look after our players, our management, backroom teams. So, you know, that's what we have to work with. There's 50-odd thousand tickets going out to the clubs all around the country. So if you take 16 to Donegal, 16 to Kerry, the rest are distributed to clubs all over the country. So every club gets some tickets.
Sorry to interrupt, but I know that it's written into the GAA constitution that this has to be done and goes to all the clubs. Do you not think it's fair, on a serious note, to flip that right round? Give the 50,000 to Donegal and Kerry and sort the other 32,000 out with the rest of the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With our minors in it, you know, you look at 2012, we had 8,000-odd members in Donegal. Now we have 11,500 club members in Donegal. We got 1,300 extra tickets for the minors, so it's not hard to do the sums there. I would love to see 30,000 tickets come to Donegal because we would have very little problems. And, you know, whatever tickets come to Donegal, we got an extra small allocation yesterday and they went directly to the clubs. Each club in the county got 7 extra tickets yesterday out of 280 that we got. So that was divided equally between our 40 clubs. You know, if anything else comes, they'll go straight to the clubs.
Well, there's nothing we can do about the situation. I know you guys are all trying your best and you have to be commended for it. Treasurer of the County Board, Kieran Kelly, folks. Right then, I think we'll do a wrap. We'll go to our panel to wrap things up and Tom's going to ask the really, really hard questions for a final section here. Tom, back to you with the guys at the top table.
Thank you indeed, Oisin. Welcome back once again. I know we're going seriously over time, but we'll try and keep it as brief as possible, but we also have to get the big question. Starting with you, Martin McHugh. I know what your heart says. What does your head say about the senior game?
Yeah, I just want to not mention a couple of names, but I remember being here 2 years ago and John Hannigan was here that night just thinking of him there. I was looking down on that night and I was telling him, I know he's with us, how good he was. And I suppose people say about different people coming to a county, but I see Jigger O'Connor down there. Geez, we're glad that he met a Donegal woman. But it's great, you know, the young fella. Going on, looking at the match and everything else, suppose the fear you have from Donegal's point of view is that, and you know, it would have been great after the final whistle and the Dublin game that was the All-Ireland final. Because, you know, that kind of performance and getting to that level is going to be very, very hard again, and it's going to take a level of performance like that to beat Kerry. Now, if we look at Kerry, I've never seen in my time watching Kerry playing poorly in an All-Ireland final. Teams that beat them just get over the line against them. So Kerry in All-Ireland final, that's the kind of the way they are. That's why they won so many All-Irelands. That's what they have. So it's a big test, you know, and we have to be realistic about it. And, you know, at times it's easy to get carried away after beating Dublin, but when you beat Dublin, you have Kerry to play. it's a big one. So I said midfield is going to be very, very important. I think it's a 50-50 match. If anybody told you years ago that Donegal won his favourites against Kerry into an All-Ireland final, you would say, no, listen, there's someone that doesn't add up at all. So it's, and Kerry, they're listening to this thing about Ulster teams and not able to beat Ulster teams and everything else. They have a lot of momentum. I watched them after the Mayo game, the way they celebrated. I never seen a Kerry team celebrating like that before. So, you know, they feel they've come and, you know, they're read off at the start of the year and all this about them.
James Doherty asked a very pertinent question there. The role of Eddie Kinsel on Sunday. Should Kerry be in the All-Ireland final?
I was thinking about the question about the referee, you know, and Paddy would know, and the late, as I call him, great Eamon Coleman, once we were somewhere together, and Seamus' brother, Bandy's brother, Pat, was there. He says to Pat, you're not great, but you're the best of them. So, maybe, you know, I think Eddie Kinsella is a good call. Look at...
Kerry were lucky against Mayo.
You are, yeah, and go down to referee indecision, big referee indecisions and everything else. But referee indecisions, that's the way they go sometimes for you and against, you know, time's not there. Yeah, they were looking at it, but at the game, they were the better team and they deserved to win the match. So, you know, referee indecisions go every way. So I just think... I think he's a good referee. I think he's fair. You know, it's good to see, you know... you know, was a Leinster referee.
I don't think I'm going to win. Team.
And listen, I find it hard.
Get off, get off that fence, will you? You'll have a sore bum.
I'll tell you a wee story quick. I was laughing at Banty here. I told this story before, but it actually was true, and this is about Banty. The time Monaghan played Kerry in the All-Ireland semi-final, and Banty was manager, and geez, they really pushed them hard. Now, they could have won it. Closest Monaghan ever got to get into All-Ireland final and that. You know, we've been in a few of them, but this is my time. He was down. So afterwards, he went down on holidays to Kerry, and he was in this bar, and then this older Kerry man in the bar, and he said, God, you have a great wee team there. No, you're the Monaghan manager. You have a great wee team there. No, it's a great side and everything else, but they're a wee bit on the small side. And so Banty says, well, you know, would you do? Would you send a few of them Kerry women up to Monaghan? And your man says, I will, but they'll have to be pregnant before they go up. So, I'll not say I'll sit in the fence, but I really and truly, look, at my heart says, and I hope to God that Gaul won it, but I'm worried about it going into the match.
That'll do,
in the
that'll
sense,
do.
I'm worried about it going into the match. And I listened to the Donegal PRO on another radio station, and he kind of said, these players will not be back to see their families on Wednesday. And I don't like that kind of stuff going out there in the county. And just that kind of stuff worries me. Look at Kerry. When we have Kerry beat, we'll have a big day's work done. So there's your answer, Tom. Go on, Ben.
Right, Paddy Bradley.
I'll not keep you as long. look, Kerry's going to pose a huge threat. You look at their team, they've plenty of experience. They have a very, very strong midfield. And Donoghue and O'Donoghue, they have two class forwards. And Seamus already alluded to the fact on the bench of 27, 30 All-Ireland medals, you know, the likes of Darren and Declan O'Sullivan, possibly Colm Cooper, might make an appearance. But look, you know, look at Donegal and look at their strengths. I think Donegal can hurt Kerry defensively. I think it's the weakest Kerry defence I've seen in a long time. I think there's great joy to be had against all them six defenders. I think with Paul Durkin's kickouts, he can bypass the midfield. He's probably the best. I know people rave about Stephen Cluxon. I, for one, have always felt that Paul Durkin's as good a keeper as there is in the country. And I just think, you know, Donoghue and O'Donoghue, I just think Donegal's defensive system, as they have done against some of the best forwards over the last 4 and 5 years, I just think, you know, they'll stop them. And if they can stop Dublin's forward line, who have six very, very good forwards, then they can definitely stop Kerry's, who probably, you could say, have only really two good forwards. So I think Donegal won the game. The Miners, I think they can do a double. I'm hoping they do a double, because if I'm being honest, I was down in Guido earlier on this year, and they told me down there to back them for the Ulster Championship, and I got odds of 7-2. I was told they also backed them for the All-Ireland, and I didn't. I sort of bottled it a bit, but very, very impressed with what I've seen in all the games before the seniors this year, and having known the six lads playing from Guido, I know the amount of work they put in, and I really hope, you know, they do the double at the weekend.
Tony, you were there in 92. You have watched them in 2012. Do you honestly believe, I know, like Martin, what your heart says? What does your head say?
My head say we'll win. I feel, obviously, a lot of things could happen throughout the match. The old adage is goals won games. I feel if Kerry don't score a goal, they'll not beat us. You know, you don't know. We talk about the great defensive system which we have, and we do have, and there's nothing to say that Kerry could throw on Moran, what Donoghue, and play O'Donoghue off them and try and bombard us completely, you know. But I think Jim will have all angles covered. I think it's going to be tough. I said it earlier on. I agree with Paddy, it's going to go down to the wire. But I just feel if we don't concede goals, we showed against Dublin in the second half that we can cut teams open, we can get goals, and if you score enough goals, you'll win any game. The bottom line, I feel we'll win both games, and we'll win both games by 3 points.
So there you have it, 2.5 votes for Donegal, and and we'll go to the Monaghan man, who I suppose who did run, as Martin McHugh mentioned, Kerry close a couple of years ago, and knows what it's like to have to beat them. Seamus, we'll give the last word to you.
Well, there's a few things. Boxing in statistics, boxing in Donegal's corner. First of all, they have a fantastic manager that has taken a team that was, for the want of a better word, was a team of losers 4 years ago to four Ulster finals in a row, three Ulster titles, and All-Ireland to date. An unbelievable achievement for a group of players and a management team. Unbelievable. Kerry, haven't beaten an Ulster team in 28 years in the All-Ireland final, not since 1986, to beat Tyrone. They haven't beat an Ulster team in the All-Ireland final since that. They also, Kerry, has also only beaten three teams in the All-Ireland final for the last 28 years. That's Galway, Cork and Mayo. So, not so sure that really stacks up really well in Kerry's corner. But so then again, it took Donegal 30 years to beat Monaghan in the championship. So anything can happen at any time. You know, listen, this game, there's a huge... Donegal hasn't met a Kieran Donaghy or James Donoghue yet in the last 3 years. They haven't met them, that's a reality. They've met a Mayo forward line last year.
They did in 2012, didn't they?
Yeah, no, James Donoghue wasn't there. It was only the two-trick pony that day, along with...
Hold on a second. I'll name you the Kerry forward line that day. Paul Galvin, Declan O'Sullivan and Donough Walsh with the half forward line. The full forward line, Gooch Cooper, Kieran Donaghy and James O'Donoghue. Right?
That's okay. That was in an All-Ireland quarter-final. We're now at an All-Ireland final stage. You know, I think it's going to be a tight match, and funny, up until the Mayo match, Kerry doesn't normally win tight games. Those tight games with Kerry and Tyrone, those tight games at Kerry and Dublin, Kerry winning by a point with 5 minutes to go and Dublin won it. They don't win tight games normally. This is going to be a very tight game, and these three boys are getting really well paid here tonight. It could be that tight, we could be back here in 2 weeks' time. But I hope the car started. Even if there's a replay, ultimately, Kerry will win all Ireland.
Okay, that's the final word.
And anyhow, just before we go, if you do win it, you can come in to argue with me and the Fiddlers on the way back down the road.
Thank you indeed. Thanks indeed to our special panel tonight. And you have to admit, I think you should give them a good round of applause because they were a very good panel. Martin McHugh, Paddy Bradley, Seamus Banty McEnany, who will be on the breakfast early and the Fiddlers as well, I'm sure, on Sunday morning. And our own Tony Boyle. Thank you very much.
And a big thanks as well to Tom Comack. Listen, folks, it's been a fantastic night, okay? But just before you go, we put the house lights on. I get the house lights up, okay. Thanks to our sponsors tonight, who are Siemens at Erwin Expert in Buncrana and Letterkenny. I've got a box of 5 Siemens goodie bags, which contains stuff like headphones and iPad covers and all that sort of thing, all right? If you want to stand up and check under your chair to the right-hand side, if you find an Erwin Expert card, you've got yourself a goodie bag. Under the metal bar, under the chair, you get yourself a goodie bag. Thankfully, this is radio and you couldn't see what we're looking at the minute. So then, hands up, who's found a business card of Erwin Expert? There's definitely 5 of them out there. There has to be. Nope, somebody, yes, we've got somebody over here who's a good one. We've found one. I'm going to take the other 4 home. We'll give them to our panel. I think we've got another one. Yeah, Michael Doherty from Fannett's got one. Here's number 3 down the front. Where's the rest of them, Adi? And you put them there. I'll get you your goodie bags okay shortly when the broadcast is over. But before we finish up, we have a few people to thank. We have to thank the Angrenon Theatre here tonight and their staff for looking after us. Big thanks to Pete and Jerry and to Patricia and all the staff in here. We also have to say a big thanks to Garvin Galler and his staff across the road in Sage Restaurant, because they looked after the boys beforehand. It's a brilliant place to eat. The service is top class. The food is top class. And before you go to Dublin to the All-Ireland, why not drop in and check out the Cool McGuinness, which is a shake dessert type thing that Garvin and Natural Dairies came up with. It's supposed to be fantastic, delicious. Try it before you go. There's also a glass that it comes in, a custom-made Jim McGuinness. Believe in Cool McGuinness. So check that out if you can. Thanks again to Garvin across the road in Sage Restaurant. To our artists tonight as well, we've got David Oliver, David Craig, and the house band, which was the Cufflinks. Miriam Fitzsimons, who's in the back here for producing, and to Michael and Joe Dexter doing the technical tonight as well for us. Again, to Siemens at Irwin Expert Electrical, Mumcrana, and Letterkenny for sponsoring tonight. And, of course, our super panel, Mr. Martin McHugh, Paddy Bradley, Banty, Seamus Banty Meganini, Tony Boyle, and Tom Comack. And, of course, thanks to everybody here tonight as well. And to our listeners, to Highland Radio and online, at highlandradio.com. Don't forget, this weekend coming up, we'll be broadcasting live from Dublin. We'll be in Harcourt Street at the D2 from around 7:30, talking to fans and building up to the big final. If you're heading down from the North End and towards Drumcondra, call into the Regency, get fueled up, get the breakfast in there. John Breslin with Highland Brunch will be live from 10:45. That's Sunday morning. We have the two games live then in the afternoon from Croke Park. And fingers crossed, we'll be back in the City West, the banquet, with two All-Ireland titles. And Highland Radio will be there. Listen, from everybody here, thanks for coming tonight and supporting the Donegal Team Training Fund. And I'm sure I speak on behalf of everybody here tonight and listening on Highland Radio that we wish Jim and Declan all the best, and to all the boys involved in both finals this weekend. And as I said at the start of the programme, we want two more cups to join the two in the corner. We're looking for the Sam Maguire and the Tom Markham Cup to be back in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town on Monday night. Right, we're going to wrap up with a bit of music. Hope you've all enjoyed it. Good night, folks. Up Donegal, cheer Conor LeBay.
Give it up for Oisín Kelly there, everybody. Come on, let's hear Oisín.
Well, who was the man of the year? And that's the most Jack the Ripper set free. Where that's the mall, where's Donegal, is still a mystery. And if I could, I'd fill the wall around old Donegal, the north and south, keep them out by God, I wonder how. Casino, chicken ranches, I legalize them all. We'll hammer on Las Vegas and the hills of Donegal. Come on, Donegal! Oh, dear, my pubs and all the clubs, blackjack and roulettes. Pete Bellini, Richard Nielsen, Mike Tyson having a bet. Yeah, any show could be known for multi-millionaires. And Donald Trump would like a chunk to live in solitaire. I legalize them all. We'll have a Sam Maguire in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
To stand on top of Very Good would give me such a thrill. I hear them say in Dublin there's gold in Edmure Hills. So slip there, don't stare, the answer lies with me. This wall is steep, a gold cheap, somewhere in Germany. Come on, everybody, hey! Oh, if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. North and south, deep in my, by God, I'd build a tall. See no chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. Have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. In the hills of Donegal. Go on, mate.
Senior and minor All-Ireland final.